Carmen Q here with Andrew McCutcheon. I wanted to chat with you. Obviously, your old squad is back in town and wanted to see how it was to see them again. Does it bring back old memories?
I mean, as far as just the friendships, yeah, for sure. That's probably the biggest thing. Just playing with those guys and, you know, quite a few of them and, you know, building relationships. You know, so those are the memories that are brought back for the most part. But, yeah, it's always good to see familiar faces.
Absolutely. And another guy that is being honored this weekend who has roots in Pittsburgh is Barry Bonds. Just wondering if you've ever had a chance to chat with him a little bit.
Yeah, I've chatted with him quite a bit. You know, he's talked about his time over there and his time here. And, you know, he has history at both places, but he really became into himself when he came over here and put the Giants uniform on. He was already a really good player, but he became a great player when he came here. And, you know, so he seems to talk more about here, of course,
yeah,
for that matter. Yeah, it's cool that we're able to discuss places that he's been and that I've been. You know, it's really cool to have that in common.
Yeah, absolutely. And now that you're here, kind of what's the biggest difference that you've noticed from playing in San Francisco versus playing in Pittsburgh?
I think, honestly, the biggest difference is the ballpark in itself. You know, it's always going to be a bit breezy, and, you know, it's always going to be a little chilly out. So, you know, you got to dress, you know, accordingly. And that's, for me, is probably the biggest thing is, you know, you can dress, you know, how you want, but know that it's going to be a little chillier than normal in the middle of summer. And you know, other than that, everything's been pretty much the same. You know, it's a big ballpark here, and being in right field, you know, there's a lot of different things behind you, the wall, and making adjustments there. But I mean, other than that, you know, I think this is one of the most difficult places to play defense in the outfield. And you know, once you kind of get it down, anywhere else you go, it feels like a breeze.
Yeah. How long did it actually take you to adjust before you felt like fully comfortable?
It's taking some time for sure. I don't know if you can fully get comfortable out there with how it is, but you definitely you get to know, you know, what balls that you should go after, balls to not give up on, especially balls that are down the right field line, knowing that most ballparks, when it goes to the foul line, it may go foul here. The wind's going to hold it up, and it may stay in play. So, you know, learning that took some time to adjust to, and, you know, high fly balls to the infield that gradually work their way to the outfield. Those are things that I had some learning, and, you know, it took something to get adjusted to. But, you know, I've gotten down pat for the most part now. And, yeah, I think just the biggest thing is just you can't give up on any fly ball that's hit your way, because any given moment it can be your ball.
Yeah, and we're talking a little bit about adjustments. Another big adjustment in your life is you're a new dad, and you had to move to a new city with your family. How has that adjustment been in terms of your life here? Have you found your spots that you go to regularly now?
Definitely been an adjustment in itself. I mean, having a kid is an adjustment, regardless of, you know, where you are or what you're doing. So, you know, my wife's been tremendous at that, and just watching her, you know, do the things that she's done, taking care of our son and you know, helping me, you know, with getting the rest that I need to get, knowing that, you know, our kid's up, you know, he's up all day, and he can be a lot, you know, just, you know, being a baby, just keeping him entertained constantly all day, that can be a lot on a person. But, you know, she does it, and she's tremendous at it, and it's made my transition even easier. Yeah, it's been great. He's amazing, and just to watch him grow, hate being away from him, and when time, you know, for me to go on the road, and if they, you know, were too far and they can't make it, you know, it's it could be a bummer, but, you know, it's a part of it. And, you know, my wife does everything, you know, to get out. You know, when we're close, she, you know, she goes to the airport and flies with them, and she meets me everywhere. And you know, it's tremendous. You know, she's done a lot. And, you know, I have to always tell her only she could do it, because I know I couldn't, you know. So, yeah. But it's been great. And, you know, he's awesome. You know, be able to watch him just develop and grow every single day. It's really cool.
He seems like he has a big personality whenever you put him up on social media.
Yeah, he has a tremendous personality. I mean, he's always curious. you know, he's the type of guy when I'm carrying him, he doesn't want to be facing me. He wants to be looking, you know, out forward and in front, you know. So I always have to turn him around, you know, as I'm carrying him because he just likes to see what's going on. And, you know, it's just it's cool to see that, you know. I always said I have a kid, I want him or her to be, you know, someone who's, you know, just loves everything, just curious, and he's all that and more. And it's great to see. Is have a lot of fun with him. I mean, he's 8 months old now, but it seems like he's been around a lot longer. But it's a lot of fun to be hanging out with him when I'm home and when he's around.
I mean, I think the fans love seeing him. They love seeing kind of the social media aspect of things. And you recently did a bunch of stuff on Instagram stories. What got you into that? And are you going to do a little bit more? I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, my wife told me to do it when I was in Seattle just because she's like, I mean, you're not doing anything else. She's like, you should just take, you know, people who want to know, fans want to know, like, you know, what you do. And I was like, all right, cool, I'll do it. So I did it, and you know, I got some positive feedback from it, and my wife's like, you should just keep doing it every moment you get. And I said, all right, you know, I'm not the biggest social media guy when it comes to that, but I mean, you know, when I go on, I seem to get, you know, really good feedback from it. So I mean, who knows, maybe I'll do some more stuff in the near future and, you know, get a little better at it, who knows. But yeah, it's a lot of fun, I guess, at the same time, you know, get just to hear what other people have to say, what fans have to say after I make the videos. You know, they all seem to enjoy it. So, who knows? I'll probably keep doing it.
Yeah, that's great. I want to know, did you ever end up doing your hair that day?
No, I didn't. Still haven't done it. So, it's still a work in progress, but yeah, I'm probably not going to do it. Someone else is going to have to do it for me.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, Andrew.
No problem.
More coming up on The Sports Leader.